So why is it important to save the cultural diversity, save the biodiversity? Why is that important to us?
Well, the frontline drug for treating childhood leukemia comes from a little red plant native to Madagascar, which first learned there from local peoples. A new drug that Merck has brought to market, which is an important anticoagulant with potential for treating stroke victims, comes from a poisonous snake. A new drug for treating drug-resistant bacteria comes from soil fungi from Argentina. So if you're interested in health, you have a stake, not just an interest, but a stake in protecting nature around the world.
I know that people who make hybrid plants, people who make pharmaceuticals are all concerned about the future of the rainforest. What are your concerns?
Well, it seems to me that we should all be concerned about the disappearance of species around the world, here in the United States, in Africa, in the Amazon. But at least as compelling, at least as important as the disappearance of cultures, traditional cultures, Native American cultures here in the U.S., Native American cultures in the Amazon, tribal cultures in Africa, these traditions are disappearing, and they're disappearing much faster than the plants and animals which they use for medicinal purposes. So I believe in biocultural conservation. You can't just protect the plants. You can't just protect the animals, especially if you're interested in new medicines from nature. You need to protect and learn the wisdom of these ancient cultures.
How did your expectations of what you were going to see match with what you actually found when you got there?
Well, in my new book, Medicine Quest, I talk about the fact that these local peoples are far better than we are at knowing and using the local vegetation. And it seems ironic that at the dawn of the 21st century in the Internet age, that people in breechcloths or less may know more about nature than we do. And I saw that on the first trip, and I'm still learning from them as a result.
You spent quite a bit of time with the shamans of some of these tribes. I was wondering how accepting they were of your intrusion into their world, and what did you learn from them?
Well, as I pointed out in my last book, Tales of a Shaman's Apprentice, that building up a relationship over time sometimes allows people to share a bit of their reality, share a bit of their medicinal plants with you, but you can't just tromp in and say, I'm the red-blooded American boy here, fork over all those medicinal secrets. It doesn't work that way. Patience, humility, a willingness to learn, a willingness to laugh at yourself, a willingness to put your reality aside is a much better way to make friends around the world than to come in and say, well, we know just about everything there is to know, but maybe you just want to teach us a few things more.
What kind of cooperation or what kind of obstacles did you find from the governments and the countries you visited?
Well, the governments in Latin America range from the very supportive to the dead set against this sort of stuff. You know, there's sovereignty issues here, there's border issues here, there's indigenous rights issues, land tenure issues, so this can be pretty thin ice to tread on. But I've never tried to do this in a confrontational way. I'm trying to learn about this information, learn about these plants, learn about these cultures in a way which will benefit all of us. And I'm not focusing these days on finding new drugs from nature as much as I am protecting these cultures and protecting these forests and rivers and other ecosystems, which I think in the long term is in everyone's interest.
How do you make that balance between utilizing or exploiting what you find in the rainforest and protecting it at the same time?
Well, I've spent much of my career looking for new medicines, and I've done some consulting for pharmaceutical firms. But the threats to these forests and the threats to these cultures are so great, it strikes me as much more urgent to protect right now rather than to utilize. I don't think that's one versus the other, but that's just where I am in my career.
How many of the pharmaceutical companies and the people who are looking to the rainforest as a source of revenue share your view?
Well, pharmaceutical companies are for-profit organizations. They're not charitable organizations. So if it takes plants or it takes animals to make a buck, they're interested. By and large, most of their foci these days is on synthetic products anyhow. So there's a bit of a seduction going on to get them to be interested because we want their support. We want their dollars going into this field to help protect these marvelous ecosystems. But at the same time, it has to be done in a way which first and foremost benefits the local cultures.